Good night of Shabbos, everybody. A good night of Shabbos. Welcome back. Welcome back to Turn Friday into Erev Shabbos. Special thank you, as always, to our sponsor for this series, dear friends. My name is Zipporah Fishman. A schutz for Chayyav Kabbas Zipporah Fredo in memory of Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Ben David Aryeh. Thank you so much for your generosity. And thank you for all coming back to join together as we try to turn Friday into the holy Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. Here comes the siren. And therefore, it is time to get started. Welcome back. This week, I want to share with you an insight from the great Slonim Rebbe, Shlomo Noach Berzovsky, in his wonderful work, Nesivas Shalom on Parshas Bishalach. This is no ordinary Shabbos. This week, tomorrow, in shuls around the world, we will be reading the section of the Torah, Parshas Bishalach, the Torah portion that tells the story of when the Jews were escaping Egypt. The Egyptians were pursuing us from behind, and the sea was in front of us, and it was the proverbial rock and hard place stuck in between the two. And what did we do? We started to daven, and God said, stop davening. You daven with your lips, but you daven also with your actions. So stop talking and start doing. Walk. And miraculously, the sea split. We came out on the other side. We all know the story. And we sang Shira. Az Yashir Moshe. Moshe led the Jewish people in a song. The spontaneous outburst of song, of gratitude, of love, of glorifying the Almighty, of feeling His presence in our life. And because of that, the Shabbos is known as Shabbos Shira. Now, I want to share with you some thoughts that are not specific to Shabbos Shira. Maybe you're listening to this not Parshas Bishalach, but it's equally as relevant. And the Slonim Rebbe says the following. Shabbos u nikra Shabbos Shira v'inyona maimar Rebbe Kodesh Mirazin. The Rebbe Rezin says the following. Kashim shazman ma'uriya sakriya. Just like the time of the year will dictate or determine what we read. So on Pesach, we read the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of leaving Egypt. In Shavuos, we read the story of Matan Torah, receiving the Torah. And the different calendar day, based on the calendar, will determine what we read commensurate with the theme of the calendar. But also true, equal in the opposite direction, is sometimes the Torah portion we read influences the day. Sometimes the day determines the Torah portion, but sometimes it's the Torah portion that determines the day. And that's true in this case. The Torah portions that we're reading, Bishalach, the story of the splitting of the sea and the song that we sing, makes this a Shabbos of Shira, a Shabbos of song, of getting into it, a Shabbos of music, of harmony. Super, as it says about the Rebbe, I called it Rupshitz. The Rupshitz a Rebbe. His chalomar hala b'Shabbos parshas bo. The Rupshitz a Rebbe almost burst out saying hala. Now it wasn't Pesach. Just because you're reading the story of the Exodus, you're reading the theme about when we left, you say Hallel? It's not a time to say Hallel. And yet, he burst out in Hallel, Mitoch Shehirgish, Es Ha'ara Shal Pesach. He felt that light, he felt that energy, he felt that theme. And we too, we read the story. And even though we know it's ending, and we're so familiar with the narrative, yet each time we engage it, and we reread it, and we relive it, we're once again filled by the feeling, the relief of coming out the other side. The relief and the love, the confidence, the presence of the guiding hand of the Almighty, and we too respond with a sense of song. But this notion of song in Shabbos Shira, sometimes, right, last week was just Parshas Bo. Parshas Shmos, Va'era, Bo. Next week will be Mishpatim. But this week is not Parshas Bishalach. This week is Shabbos Shira. It's a Shabbos that has its own name. But the truth is, the Slonim Rebbe continues, every Shabbos, to a certain extent, is Shabbos of Shira. Shira, Shana, B'Shabbos Kodesh. We say this in our davening. V'yom hashvi'i mishaber ve'omer mizmor shir liyom haShabbos tov lahodos l'Hashem. We say in Shabbos davening that yom hashvi'i mishaber ve'omer. The seventh day praises God and it says mizmor shir liyom haShabbos. Shabbos kodesh yesh gam ken es ha'ara hazo shel shira. Every Shabbos has an element of song. Not just this Shabbos because we happen to read that Torah portion, but every Shabbos has an element of song. Because as we've been studying for the last many, many months on Shabbos, we are given, we are gifted an extra layer of our soul. Our soul is unencumbered. Our soul is unburdened. Our soul is no longer fragmented or fractured or distracted or divided. Our soul is devoted. It's dedicated. It's focused. Our soul has a peace and a harmony and a tranquility and a serenity that it craves. That it craves. You're reading all over now about Jews and even non-Jews tapping into the beauty of the Jewish Sabbath, the idea of pledging, of disconnecting. We spoke a few weeks ago about a congressman from Texas who announced a sabbatical from social media, and one of his inspirations he wrote in the Wall Street Journal is the Jewish Sabbath, the idea of allowing the soul to be nourished and nurtured, allowing the soul respite and rest, allowing the soul to not just be filled with noise and news, but to just be. That's the neshama yisayir, this neshama. It is more in tune, it's more alive, it's more elevated, it's more energized, because it's unencumbered and it's not burdened by all those things that hold us back. So when we're able to transcend the physical, the material, we're no longer just pursuing and trying to accumulate and amass more and more and more and make more and more and more money and try to avoid the stock market fluctuations or manipulations to not lose our pants or to try to make a killing, and we're not consumed by what's in the bank account, because even though the bank statements will be there after Shabbos, after Avdallah, for 25 hours, we can transcend and elevate and rise above the physical, the material world and just be. And you know what happens when that happens? What's the feeling that you have when you go on vacation, when you're liberated, when you're liberated from the workload and you're liberated from the burden? Do you not start whistling? Is there not a skip in your step? Are you not doing a dance? Are you not humming? Are you not being moved to sing and for music on your way into that vacation? I haven't done it in a long time, but when you change that away message on your email, or when you change the away message on your answering machine that says, here's how to get in touch with Rabbi Moskowitz, Zai Gesund, nice knowing you. There's nothing more exciting, more joyous, more liberating, at least for me, maybe not for Rabbi Moskowitz, although he does the same when he goes away. And when you pull out of that driveway and you start that journey towards wherever you're going to be able to liberate yourself and feel that freedom, who's not singing or humming or harmonizing? Who's not moved to song? And that's what Shabbos is each and every week. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shabbos is liberation, emancipation. Shabbos, we are freeing ourselves from the burden, the responsibilities, the obligations of the week. And just like each time you go on vacation, you can't help but sing a song, so too every Shabbos, you go on a vacation, a 25-hour vacation from all the world is throwing our way, and who can help but sing a song to start that vacation? The away message, literally or metaphorically, that we put on our lives that says, I'm away. I know people who do that on their social media or their work because there's others who might have expectations of them. But whether you literally put an away message or you mentally create this away message, I'm away for the next 25 hours. I'm in a higher place and a higher plane. I'm going for a taste of the world to come. If you're looking for me, I'll be in the Garden of Eden. If you're looking for me, I'll be spending a few moments in the world to come. I'll be back. I'm away. It's my away message while I'm away. So who doesn't, while they put the away message, start singing a song? Whose feet are not dancing a dance? And that's the Neshama Yisera, that extra soul, the soul that we get, we're revived, we come alive, the extra soul we have just by being away, that away message that we put, it makes us sing. Vaz tnu shevach v'shira, sheshabbos bara. And therefore, that's the davening. In our prayers we say, Yom hashvi mishabech v'omer, Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. Every Shabbos is characterized, defined. Every Shabbos is inspired by Shir. Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. It's Shir. For Shabbos, it's a Mizmor, but it's not just a Mizmor. King David HaMelech didn't just compose poetry to describe his excitement for Shabbos. It's Mizmor Shir Liyom HaShabbos. He wrote a song, because the best way to capture the excitement, the joy, the energy of Shabbos is song. That's why we sing Zmiros. So much part of the Shabbos table, the Shabbos experience, should be Zmiros. Famously, Rav Shach was asked, when he was disappointed his children didn't go on the path that he had hoped. The story is very distorted in many circles. But when asked why, he said he regrets he didn't sing Zmiros at his table. A lot of Divrei Torah, but he didn't sing Zmiros. We should never have that regret. Sing Zmiros, whether you're all together or you're sitting by yourself. But the singing of Zmiros, the opening of your heart, of your soul, stirring your emotions and arousing your soul towards song, towards singing, the melodies, the traditional melodies, the new melodies, to be moved by song, it absolutely opens up your heart. It's the most beautiful thing. So that's what we say, Yom HaShvi'i Meshabeach, the seventh day comes, Meshabeach ve'omer, it, the seventh day itself, Shabbos itself, inspires. Going on vacation itself, the away message itself, inspires. one to start singing, and that's exactly what we do. The Almighty created the whole world in order to give to us, to give to us His goodness, the best, which is Him. The world is filled with challenge and hardship and suffering and struggle, but we get to set it aside. For Shabbos Kodesh, for 25 hours, we get to rest and just be. We don't talk about the vachadika. We don't talk about the weekday things. We don't talk about the news, the data, the stock market, the sports scores. We don't talk about the things which can distract and which can bring us down. But rather, we just be. We exist. Our neshama is able to restore itself. And when it does, when it comes back alive, who doesn't have a cell phone that's at 1% about to die and you're at a conference or in the airport, you're panicked. What will be when you lose that device, when you have to disconnect? And then you find a plug, an outlet. You're zocha to an outlet and a plug. And you plug in that phone, zzz, all of a sudden you see the battery low, it's all the way back up. And when you see it's back up, you sing a song. Oh, I'm back out on life. I'm full battery. That's what Shabbos does. Shabbos replenishes us. It gives us our entire battery back. We watch all those bars go up, and we can't help but sing song. That's the Mizmor Shir. You know what the song of Shabbos is? Tov lahodos lashem. How good it is to be grateful to God. God, I'm alive. I'm awake. I have 2 feet, 2 eyes, 2 ears, a house over my head, a car to drive, food to eat. I have breath in my lungs. Hashem, I'm alive. Tov lahodos Hashem, how good it is to praise you, to thank you, God. That's the shir. That's the song that I'm singing. Shabbos Kodesh Yisra Madrega Shal Shira. Shabbos, we get to that level. So all week long, we're just mumbling and we're walking around and we're monotone and we're living in black and white. But Shabbos comes. I can exhale. Shabbos comes and I can fill my lungs with song. I can sing. I can hear the music. Shabbos comes and I can hear the music. Sheyehudi zocha b'lisanig al Hashem. Shabbos comes and you can merit lisanig, get high on God. You don't need to get high on any substance. You don't need to get high on any escape. You don't need to get high by numbing yourself on anything. But lisanig al Hashem, we get high on the most authentic, the most lasting, the most real, the most true. We get high on the most genuine. Hashem lehanos miziv shchinasam mitachis pashtus agashmis. When we rid ourselves, unburden ourselves of that physical material, and we are back in touch, in contact, back nourishing and nurturing our soul, we can't help but burst out in song. We can't help but sing and dance. We come alive. We come alive. It's what Shabbos is. And so this Shabbos technically is called Shabbos Shir. It's Parshas B'Shalach. But if you're listening to this in a few weeks from now, it's no longer Parshas B'Shalach. It's also Shabbos Shira. Because every Shabbos is Shabbos Shira. Mizmor Shir liyom HaShabbos. Yom HaShvi Meshabeach Ve'omer. Seventh day comes and it praises and it pressures and it provokes us to sing the song of Shabbos. I'm not going to pain all of you by singing now. Sing the song of Shabbos, Reb Shlomo. Sing the song of Shabbos. Mizmor, Mizmor Shir. Sing the song of Shabbos. Shabbos has its own song. It's our song. It makes us come alive. So I invite you, your neshama, come alive. Sing that song of Shabbos. Sing the Zmiros tonight. And sing as you're getting ready for Shabbos. And sing as you're walking to shul and coming home shul. And don't stop singing. Not this Shabbos, not any Shabbos. And let that song of the freedom, of the liberation, let the song of Shabbos, the song of your neshama, let it echo and reverberate not only on Shabbos, but let it carry you to sing and dance throughout the week as well. Wishing everyone a beautiful, a holy, a happy Shabbos. Stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. We call it Shabbos Goydesh. We call it Shabbos Goydesh. We call it Shabbos Goydesh. We call it Shabbos. Have a great Shabbos, everybody. Sing and dance. We are my Shabbos. Shabbos. Bam 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 bam. Time to get ready, everybody. Here comes the siren. Shabbos is coming. Last moments to get ready. Time is running out. Covered Shabbos. Show the honor of Shabbos. Put a big smile. Get ready to put your Shabbos tannim. Get ready to put your Shabbos face on. Have a great Shabbos, everybody.